Sam Sanders here, letting you know that you, right now, are listening to Dunkin's Donuts.
Okay, I'm gonna rise up, gonna kick a little ass, gonna kick some ass in the USA, gonna climb a mountain, gonna sew a flag, gonna fly on an eagle, I'm gonna kick some butt, I'm gonna drive a big truck, I'm gonna rule this world, I'm gonna kick some ass, I'm gonna rise up, I'm gonna kick a little ass, rock flag and eagle!
I will wait. Hello and welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And I started things off with a little Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, with his song Rock, Flag, and Eagle. And right now I'm listening to, where we are listening to July 4th, 2004. I hope there's more than one person listening. By Jason Anderson from his 2007 album Tonight. And it's Independence Day, July 4th in the U.S. And I'm a sucker for holiday programming. There's a little holiday, even if I don't celebrate it, I'll do a shout out. I'll do a little set on my show. So I've got a few songs lined up for that. And I remember this album coming out in 07. It really took off here at CITR. Me and Luke Meat would rock out to this. And I think we saw, I think it was like the Ukrainian Hall that Jason Anderson played when he came to town touring this record. And it was very fun. Very Springsteen-esque sing-alongs and yeah, good times. Good times listening to this record. On today's show, like I mentioned, I've got a couple of July 4th songs lined up, and then some new What, some new Chris Cohen, some new Mope Grooves, some new, lots of new stuff. It's a, you're in for a treat this hour. That's what I say. So keep it locked in. But we are going to keep up with the July 4th theme with some Hand Habits. This is from the album Dirt, and this is the song 4th of July. Here is Hand Habits.
Thank you. into my field and turned it into an empire. Forefathers, where are you now? Oh, your dust is a settling on my furniture. Oh, Independence Day. I never knew it'd be a so symbolic. Oh, Independence Day. Well, I step out of a cloud, and the ditch it is a close. I mean, the ditch it is a closing in. Lin Manuel, you did yourself justice, so here's to you, you articulate dead fisherman. Independence Day, I never knew it'd be a so symbolic. Oh, Independence Day. I never knew it'd be a so symbolic. Oh, Independence Day. Well, what if I said I loved you and I needed your guidance to help me through the obstacles? Would you say I am too wordy? And then would you laugh? Well, what if I said I'm under glass, untouchable as the documented seal? Would you say okay, and that you never even considered me? Oh, Independence Day. Yes, Independence. Independence Day. Independence. Independence Day. I'd be so symbolic.
All right, that was Athens, Georgia-based musician Vic Chestnut from his 1988 album entitled Little, produced by Michael Stipe. And that was the song Independence Day. An LP purchased for me by a high school girlfriend, Danica. Thank you again for buying me Little. Walked into Scratch Records and some clerk there convinced her that that was an album that she should buy, and she did, and she gave it to me, and that was great. And my first real concert was Vic Chestnut at the Starfish Room when my dad snuck me in or convinced the bouncer that it didn't matter that I was 16. And we stuck around as long as my dad could tolerate the cigarette smoke, and then it was like, no, we're done. And so we left after most of the set was done. But fond memories of Vic Chestnut. Before that, we heard Hand Habits with the song 4th of July. All right, the band What have a new record coming out very soon. It's called Mingling with the Thorns, and they have provided us with a preview of that as their second single. What are also playing a show this coming Monday. They're going to be at, you know what, I'm going to work out the details and then I'll let you know after when I back announce the music. Let's just get to the tune. This is the band What. This is Mingling with the Thorns. Here we go.
here we go. Your canoe, I hear mother calling you.
quiet down? I'm trying to watch Rock and Roll High School over here. It's not every day that you get to see Rock and Roll High School, the big screen debut of punk rock pioneers The Ramones, followed by a live performance from Vancouver's Ramones, all happening at the Rio Theater on Wednesday, July 10th, which is why I'm purchasing my tickets right now from www.riotheatertickets.ca. Rock on, baby.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.ORG. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
the color.
From his album from, well, his album entitled 1990, that was Daniel Johnston with the song Some Things Last a Long Time. Before that, we heard Mope Grooves from Portland, Oregon, from their forthcoming double LP Box of Dark Roses. That's the song Forever is a Long Time. And I played some songs earlier this year to commemorate the singer and main songwriter behind Mope Grooves, Stevie Pullman. She died earlier this year, and it's very sad, but great that this record will still be heard and that it's being released by 12 by You here in North America and by Night School Records in Europe. So look out for that, and I can't wait to hear the rest of that record. Before that, we heard Chris Cohen from his forthcoming record, Paint a Room. That was the song Sun Ever. And at the top, the title track from the new What cassette or album, Mingling with the Thorns, coming out soon on Happy, Happy Birthday Records. And What are playing a show on Monday, July 8th at Green Auto. They're going to be on a bill with Sleuth, who are going on hiatus. So if you're for those Sleuth heads out there, make sure to get down to Green Auto to catch them before they go on an extended break. Also, Nonla is going to be playing, and a band called Badlands from LA. Badlands are also playing with Future Star in Victoria for a Future Star show. And we'll talk a bit about Future Star later this later in the show. Let's move over to Victoria. We're talking about Victoria. Let's keep talking about Victoria. There's a band in Victoria called Neighborly. When I was in Victoria, how many times can I say Victoria? I was there a couple of weeks ago, or like a month ago, and I was walking home from dinner with my friends over there and stumbled across a show in a park. And the band that was playing was very cool, and there were some cool people dancing to the band. I was like, who are these folks? And it was the band Neighborly. So they have a new record out. It's called A La Discoteca. This is a lot dancier than I would say I thought they were from their live performance, but that's not a bad thing. It was still very fun in person. And this stuff is like Italo disco, like it's much, or not, it's not even Italo disco. It's sort of like ESG or COCO or some of those bands, but great, great stuff. And I'm happy to share it with you. So Neighborly, please cross the Salish Sea and come play over here. We'd love to have you. And in the meantime, I hope you're enjoying the tunes, Victoria. Here we go. Here is Neighborly. Here is La Notte.
I'm not afraid to You're giving me life. Let's fuck it up tonight. You're giving me life. Doing that business, hit it, flip back, giving me life.
All right, that was MIDI Janitor from their new record entitled Holy to Dogs. That was the song Far Speak. Before that, we heard Jamie XX and Robin with a new single called Life. Before that, we heard Yeras Paris from Vancouver. That was the song Find a Way, another new single. And at the top, we heard Neighborly with La Notte. All right, we're going to make it rock and roll. We're going to get rock and roll-y with it, and we're going to go to Montreal. That is home of the band Laughing, who have a new record out now on Celluloid Lunch Records. It's entitled Because It's True, and this is the song Easier Said. Here is Laughing. Here we go.
Try to feel brand new, even if that.
right. We just heard the Subletters with their debut single. That was the song We Are the Subletters. And they're from Montreal, featuring legendary producer Renee Wilson and Tara. And looking forward to hearing more stuff from them. Before that, we heard Laughing. Also from Montreal, produced by Renee Wilson, and that was from their album Because It's True. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you had an enjoyable hour. Going to close out with some Future Star. If you like Future Star, you can hear or you can go see her perform tomorrow at Redgate. She's going to be releasing her record, It's About Time. She was on a couple weeks back, so hopefully you know all about that. And she's going to be playing tomorrow night at Redgate with Nonla, Worrywart, and Be Afraid. What a bill. And if you can't make it, or if you can't wait to hear her perform live, she's also going to be on CITR tonight. She'll be a part of Thunderbird Radio Hell. So she'll be performing It's About Time in its entirety tonight at 9 p.m. with your pal Ben Lai. Definitely recommend tuning in for that. So I've already played the singles that have been released from that song, so I want to play something else, I thought, and I'm going to play one of my favorite songs of all time. It's Karaoke from the album Cryorities. This is Future Star, and go see her tomorrow night. All right, here we go.